Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
And this morning we have Kayleen on the phone. Good morning, Kayleen.
Good morning.
Hi, Kayleen. We got your nomination for Abigail for Christmas Wish. Now, how do you know Abigail?
Abigail's my cousin.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to call up Abigail. We'll get on the line and then we'll have you read your nomination. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Abigail?
Yes, this is she.
Abigail, it's Jagger and Christie calling for Magic. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm sure you're wondering why we're calling.
Yeah.
Well, say hello to your cousin Kayleen. She is on the line with us.
Hi, Kayleen.
Abigail, we do a thing called Christmas Wish every year, and Kayleen nominated your family for a Christmas Wish. Would it be okay if she went ahead and read her nomination?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Kayleen.
Okay. Abigail and her family has had a very difficult 2021 as her youngest son, who is 3, Adrian, was diagnosed with a very rare bone cancer that lies in the base of his skull in the neck region called cleival chordoma on January 20th, 2021. They noticed he wasn't able to turn his head to the side and he was unable to move his arm. Her family's lives had turned upside down after this diagnosis, and they've had to make large lifestyle changes in order to adjust to Adrian's multiple appointments and hospital stays, while making sure their two other kids, age 7 and 8, are well taken care of at home during COVID. Adrian has been a very tough kid having to go through all of this. This diagnosis has taken a toll on the family as visitation is limited due to COVID and their time together as a family of 5 runs scarce. Adrian is regularly at the hospital. Abigail's husband, Paul, is the only parent working, and he had to transition to working part-time to support their family. The two kids had to switch from public school to being homeschooled just to make sure their new lifestyle will work around Adrian's appointment. Abby and Paul constantly switch off from home to hospital almost on a daily basis this past year, and I know this has been very hard on their entire family. I know their two eldest kids understand that they need to be strong for their younger brother and have expressed that, but you always have to remind yourself that they're just young kids. The reason for this nomination is because I just wish for them to have a memorable and special Christmas holiday as a family, because it's been a tremendously long year of emotional ups and downs. This is the first year as a family of 5 with a cancer diagnosis, and I know this Christmas season is their favorite time of year. The cancer has been very aggressive, and the future is always uncertain as Adrian undergoes many treatments at Rady. They are such a loving and giving family, and Abby and Paul will do anything to support their kids. I know with your help, you guys can make this a very special Christmas for the Ruiz family.
And we will.
Wow. Okay, so Abigail, you got a lot going on.
How you doing?
Oh, yes.
Man, are you at the hospital today or at home?
No, unfortunately, we are home. Tomorrow we'll be at the hospital for lab.
So how is Adrian doing?
He is doing well at home. You know, he loves being home. And at the same time, he's used to the hospital setting because we've been in the hospital, I would say, 3/4 of this year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He sounds like a strong little guy.
He is. He's pretty much well-known in the hospital. He knows the doctors, the nurses. You know, kids are so resilient. At the age of 3, he knows his medical term.
Hats off to you guys for being such an incredible family. So supportive. You've got a lot going on. So we wanted to grant your Christmas wish because we know you guys love Christmas. And we know Christmas is going to be a little tough this year. So how about you do this? Let us set up your Christmas, okay?
We love Christmas too.
Oh.
So the first thing we do on every Christmas wish that we grant is we get a Christmas tree, because we want you to have a perfect tree, because that's where it all starts. And we have a good friend at the Pinery Christmas Trees. They've got locations in Del Mar and Bonita and Mission Valley and Rancho Bernardo, and they want you to come down there as a family, and they want you to pick out that tree to put in the house, okay?
Oh, my kids would love that.
Beautiful.
Good. And then we're going to send you to Armstrong Garden Centers with a gift card for some tree decorations, okay?
Yes. Thank
now,
you.
I am sure you have not even thought about your Christmas dinner yet. We've got a $100 gift card from our friends at Barron's Market for your Christmas Christmas dinner. So all you have to do is get everything and have everybody cook together.
Oh, yes. That's so wonderful.
You're welcome. And here's maybe a little something for you. Our friends at Better Off Med Spa put together an incredible holiday stocking. And inside that stocking, they put in some of their skin line, some of their skincare products for you. And they have also slipped into there $200 in cash.
Oh my gosh.
The Kids Like Pizza.
Of course.
Okay, they're going to love this. Our friends at Sammy's Woodfire Pizza at 7 Mile Casino in Chula Vista want you guys to go and have $100 worth of pizza and blow through all that and have a huge pizza party, okay?
Wow.
And maybe you can do that after you go to SeaWorld, because we've got tickets for you to go to SeaWorld.
God.
Okay? So, and I want to talk about your kids for a second. So, your son is Ace, and he's 8?
Yes.
And then Ayla is 7?
Yes.
And, of course, little Adrian is 3?
Yes.
So, you have your hands full.
Yes.
We want to make sure that they all have something wrapped up under that Christmas tree from our friends at San Diego Family Magazine. So, we have a whole bunch of toys for you to wrap up and put under the tree, all right?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
So, don't even worry about having to go out and buy gifts and stuff, because we got that taken care of. They're going to be under the tree and ready to go, all right?
Yeah.
Now, we understand that one of the things that Adrian really needs, and I totally get this. I went through cancer, and I beat that, and I had chemotherapy and everything, and I understand how everything needs to be clean. You need to sanitize stuff, and so you had a dishwasher at home that was working. It was okay, but you weren't really sure how clean it was getting stuff. So here's what we want to do. We want to buy you a brand-new stainless steel LG dishwasher from our good friends at Appliance Alley. This dishwasher, by the way, is going to get rid of all the bacteria. It does 99.9999% clean it all up.
Oh my
right?
gosh, that's wonderful, because we have to blend his feed. He has a G-tube, and you know, sanitizing is very important.
This thing has a steam cycle that's going to clean everything.
So throw it all in there. Throw it all in there, and it'll be spotless and clean and bacteria free for him. Okay.
Yes.
Now we understand. Also, here's the other thing: when you get around Christmas time, and especially for you guys, you have so many bills coming in. Oh my goodness! So we found out if we could help you out with some of the bills, that frees you up to have some extra money to do other things that you would like to do with. So the first thing we like to pay, we understand your utility bills is getting up there. It's about $530. We would like to pay that off if that's okay.
Oh my gosh. Oh, of course.
Excellent.
And I am sure you have medical bills to the tune of maybe $500 at this moment. So we're going to give you $500 to pay those medical bills.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. And now there's just one more big bill that we understand you have. I think your rent is $2,300. Is that right?
Yes.
Would it be okay if we paid that for a month?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, my gosh.
That comes to a total of $3,330 to take care of some of your bills.
Thank you so much. What a blessing.
You're very, very welcome.
We do hope this helps out. I mean, I know your every day is consumed with getting your little boy, Adrian, free of cancer, and we pray that that happens as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I owe my cousin big time. You know, my family's always been there to support us, so I'm very grateful.
Well, Kayleen, thank you so much for nominating Abigail and her family, okay? Well,
thank you. Thank you for your help.
It is our pleasure. We are happy, happy to do that. And the only thing I need to make this wish come true is a Merry Christmas on the count of three. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Merry Christmas!
Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.